Chinese New Year.
By saying Happy Chinese New Year.
是老外跟我们讲的。
These are non-Chinese saying that to us.
你说我们不是同样在澳洲吗？
We say, well, aren't we all in Australia?
特别是我们年轻一代。
Especially the younger generation.
有人说我是澳洲人。
I'm Australian.
不错，我们来到澳洲，我们入籍了，是澳洲人。
No doubt, when we are in Australia, we are all Australians.
包括牧师呢，我也入籍了，我也是澳洲人。
Including the pastor, who has now become an Australian.
但我们的皮肤是黄皮肤。
But our skin doesn't change.
大家看到我们呢，还知道我们是中国人。
When you see our skin, you know that we are Chinese.
我们是华籍的澳洲人。
We are Chinese Australians.
神非常爱中国人啊。
God loves Chinese very, very dearly.
让我们中国人拥有两个新年。
So that we Chinese have two New Years.
身为中国人。
As a Chinese.
特别令我难忘的。
One thing that I cherish very much.
是新年之前的大年除夕。
Is the New Year Eve before the Chinese New Year.
每逢大年除夕。
Every year, the Chinese New Year Eve.
我们家人都会争取机会，大家在一起吃一顿团圆饭。
Every member of the family would try to come together and have a reunion dinner.
团圆饭这意味着什么呢？
What is the purpose of this reunion dinner?
意味着满满幸福。
We hope that we would have a happy family.
由此可见。
So we can see.
一个满满幸福的家庭都是我们所期盼的。
A happy family is actually the envy of everyone.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们大家都希望能够拥有一个满满幸福的家庭。
Everyone actually longs for a happy family.
同时，神也正等着要赐福给我们的家庭。
At the same time, God is actually waiting to give us the blessing for a happy family.
让我们的家庭能够满满幸福
，so that our family can be happy。
可能我们会有一些的疑问
，maybe we have some questions and doubts。
既然神要赐福给人类所组成的家庭
，since God wants to bless the family formed by men，
为什么今天地上会有那么多的家庭不幸福，甚至破碎呢
？Why on earth？Are there so many families around us today that are unhappy or even broken?
究竟我们要怎样才能让我们的家庭满满幸福呢？
How can we actually make our families happy?
请用心聆听今天圣灵要透过弟兄跟大家分享的信息。
Please listen to the message that the Holy Spirit will convey through me today.
幸福家庭的要素。
The ingredients of a happy family.
今天我们用引用几处的经文。
We'll read a few passages today.
主题经文已经印在程序表的后面。
The more important passages are already recorded on the back page of the bulletin today.
我们现在就先来读主题的经文。
Let's read the principal passages first.
请大家打开创世纪一章二十七到二十八节。
Genesis chapter 1.Verses 27 and 28.
这段经文比较熟悉呢，这次是讲第三次了。
This is actually a passage which is quite familiar to you. We are reading it the third time now.
我们一起来读。
We'll read it together.
来，请。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Let's also look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Page 798.In the NIV Bible.
后面的二百十四页。
798.
找到我们一起读出来。来请。
And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
我们再看以弗所书第五章二十一节。
And the other passage is Ephesians chapter 5.
在后面的二百七十三页。后面的二百七十三页。
Page 829。
找到我们一起读出来，来请要当全敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。好，我们经文就先读到这里。
That concludes our reading of the passages.
等一下，我们一边讲，还有一边再来看。
We'll read more while we go along.
透过今天所引用的几段经文
，Through these passages that we've read，
我们会来思想两个问题。
We'll think about two issues.
第一个问题，家庭是怎样产生的
？The first one is how are families created.
第二个问题，幸福的家庭有哪些要素
？The second issue, what are the ingredients of a happy family?
首先，我们来看第一个问题，家庭是怎样产生的
？Let's first of all look at the first issue, how are families created?
刚才我们所读的经文《创世纪》一章二十七到二十八节已经很清楚地告诉我们。
The passage we've just read, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 28, have told us very clearly.
人类的第一个家庭是神亲所设立的。
The first family in man's history was actually created by God.
神造男造女。
God made men and women.
让他们结合成为夫妇。
Through marriage, they became one.
因此夫妇就成了家庭的核心。
The couple then becomes the core of a family.
夫妻彼此相爱。
They show mutual love to each other.
爱的结晶之意就是他们所生的儿女。
And the fruits of the marriage is the children they bear.
有了儿女以后
Once they've got children,
家庭成员就由原来的核心夫妇两个人扩展至有父母、儿女跟兄弟姐妹。
Once they've got children, the family becomes a much bigger unit, expanding from a core couple to now to include parents, children, and also siblings.
在圣经真理的启示里边
，Through the revelation of the Bible,
我们还可以看到
，We can also see
神不单设立了家庭
，God did not only just establish the family.
同时他也亲自祝福他所设立的家庭。
He also blesses them.
为什么神要祝福给人类所组成的家庭呢
？Why does he have to bless them？
当我们用心去读创世纪的时候
，If we read Genesis very carefully，
特别是在创世纪的第一章跟第二章
，Especially the first two chapters of Genesis，
我们就会看到在神的整个创造里边
，We'll be able to see。In all of God's creation,
人是神所创造的中心。
Man is the center of all God's creations.
神要让人享受到与他同在的平安跟喜乐。
God wants man to share the peace and joy of being with Him.
因此，神要让人类所组成的家庭满满幸福。
So God would like to bless the family formed.By people, so that they are happy.
好让人类那满满幸福的家庭来彰显出我们神的荣耀。
And through this, the glory of God can be demonstrated.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks to the Lord.
家庭是神设立的。
God created and established the family.
也是神亲自祝福的。
And He also blesses them.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
请问你曾经。是否曾经为着神所赐给你的生命
？Have you ever, for the reason that God has given you the life？
让你生长在一个人类的家庭中，来向神感恩呢
？So that you can exist in a man's family to be grateful for that。
可能你会问
，Maybe you would ask，
既然人类所组成的家庭是神所设立的
，Since the family that we are in is created by God。
同时，神也亲自祝福了他所设立的家庭。
And he blesses the family that he created.
那么，今天人类所组成的家庭
，Why is that the families formed by men today?
应该是我们生命成长动力的供应站。
They should be the supply depot for our growth in life.
是我们在人生风浪中的避风港。
Should be the sanctuary and the shelter for our turmoils in life.
是我们的爱之屋。
Should be a den of love.
但为什么在现实生活里面？
Why is that in real life?
我们所碰到的家庭很多都是吵吵闹闹。
A lot of the families that we see today just quarrel all the time.
感受不到家庭的温暖呢？
There is no warmth in those families.
请继续来看第二个问题。
We have to look at the second issue.
幸福的家庭有哪些要素？
What are the essential ingredients of a happy family?
再来一起读几处的经文。
Let's read some more verses.
刚才我们已经读过罗马书五章五节跟以弗所书五章二十一节。
We have already read Romans chapter 5 verse 5 and Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
现在请大家再打开以弗所书第五章十八节。
We read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 again. Page 829.
我们一起读出来。
We read them with this verse together.
请不要醉酒
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
我们再看以弗所书六章一节到四节
And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
这次我们请李弟兄用英语为我们读一遍。
Please listen to me.Chapter 6, Ephesians, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord.
Ah, that's it.还有创世纪那段我们刚才已经读了我们就不再读了
We won't repeat the passage in Genesis again
在神话语的亮光里面
In the light of God's words
我们得知今天地上的家庭之所以会走了样
We know that the reason why families these days have actually become deformed
没有办法再成为一个爱之屋
No longer is a den of love
实际的原先神要给人类家庭所享受的那种满满幸福
and have lost the happiness and fortune that God has destined for them
主要的原因呢是人离开了那位赐福给人类家庭的神
It's because men have left and run away from the God who actually granted them blessings
当人离开了那位赐福给人类家庭的神的时候
When men have leftThe God who granted blessings to the family.
同时也失去了从神而来的爱跟真善美。
They have also lost at the same time the love of God.
因此要让我们的家庭满满幸福。
So in order to actually bring happiness to our family,
其中的第一个要素
the first important ingredient,
就是回归到那位赐福给家庭的神面前
is to return to the God.Who grants blessing and happiness to the family? Not only to let Jesus become our Savior, also let Jesus become the master of our lives. When Jesus becomes the master of our lives, very naturally, Jesus would then become the head of our family.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
请问今天主耶稣是否已经成为你的一家之主呢
Is Jesus the head of your family today?
如果主耶稣是你的一家之主
If Jesus is the head of your family,
那么你就会把你的家庭成员一一地带到主的面前
You would then bring every member of your family to him.
让主来向我们家庭的每位成员讲话
and let him speak to each one of them
让主 照着他的满意来塑造家庭中的每位成员。
So that he can mold every member of your family according to his wonderful intentions.
如果主耶稣是我们的一家之主，
If Jesus is the head of our family,
我们就不会去在家庭里面认为我是老大，我要操控家庭的每一个成员。
You would then not say that I am number one in the family and you have to listen to me.
我们就会降服在主的面前。
Will be humble in front of Jesus.
结果我们会很惊讶地发现到，
and be surprised to find,
在你跟我的家庭里面，
in your and my families,
本来我们这班从来不肯认输的人，
this group of people who would never admit that we are wrong.
弟兄姐妹，不是单单你不肯认输啊，
it's not only you,
我也不肯认输哦，
it's also me.
我们每个人都不肯认输哦。
Every one of us,
我们每一个人心里都有一个教皇在那里。
Every one of us does not want to admit mistakes.
我们大家都要想做第一。
Everyone wants to be number one.
大家都要想让对方听我的话。
Everyone wants others to listen to me.
当耶稣是我们的主，
but when Jesus is the master of our lives,
我们降服在主面前，
and we humble in front of him.
我们这班从来不肯认输的人，
this group of people would never admit mistakes,
就会存着敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服了。
With a fear of God, then we'll actually be able to admit our own mistakes.
当然，如果我遵行神的话，我的儿女啊就要跟着我去行。如果我遵行神的话，我的儿女就跟着我一起去行。
My children will listen to me if I actually follow the word of God.
但如果有时候我们要遵行神的话， if 我儿女遵行神的话，我就要向儿女道歉，就要跟着儿女去行。
If I don't follow the word of God, but my children do, then I should apologize to them, and so that I would also follow the word of God too.
这叫做存着敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
This is the meaning of being mutually humble to each other, following the word of God.
结果主的祝福的通道就连接在你跟我的家庭里面。
And then the conduit of God's blessings would actually be established amongst every member of the family.
我们的家庭就能够成为满满幸福的家庭。
Our family would then become a family filled up with God's abundant blessings.
不久之前，我们曾经知道。布里斯本探望一个家庭。
Not too long ago, I visited a family in Brisbane.
那个家庭是我们在西澳带他们信主的。
This is a family whom we actually brought them to know Christ in Perth.
他们现在来到布里斯本的北部。他的先生呢是矿里边的一个高级的人员。
And they've since moved to Brisbane, and the husband in the family is a very high employee in a mining company.
原来他的太太是他以前大学里面的同学。
His wife is a classmate of his university years.
虽然他太太呢全时间照顾孩子，然后做工了。
The wife has not spent any time working anymore, but all her time on looking after the children.
但他们没有信主之前
，before they knew God.
他们说呢，如果他们家庭啊三天里面没有吵架就不正常。
They said it would be surprising to have less than 3 days in a week without any dispute in the family.
就是吵架是家常便饭。
Disputes are just part of life.
不是为了大事吵架。
Not because of very big issues.
就是呢，如果丈夫呢说用这样，太太呢就是用那样，总之两个人。都是持不同的看法对着干。
Just because the husband wants to go this way and the wife wants to go that way, and just because of very minor issues, they just start quarreling.
丈夫说：“面应该这样煮好吃一点。”太太说：“那你自己去煮，我认为这样煮才好吃。
”The husband says, "Well, this is the right way to cook noodles." The wife says, "No, if you want that, do it yourself."
丈夫做丈夫，他说他在他是矿里面一个高级的人，他说他在矿里面呢，整天工作， 回来了，在家里面呢，本来就想休息一下，但想不到呢，在家里呢，火药味很重。
The husband being a very being very high in a mining company, he spends a lot of time away. When he comes back home, he wants to actually have some rest, but actually, the home, the family is actually full of firepower, powder.
很痛苦啊。
Very, very bitter.
直到一天。
Until one day.
他们，是他的太太先相信耶稣。
The wife actually became a Christian first.
他太太信耶稣以后，发生了很大的改变。
After becoming a Christian, the wife actually changed dramatically.
所以让那个丈夫吓一大跳。
To the extent that the husband was shocked.
怎么会这样呢？
How could this be possible?
感到莫名其妙。
He could not understand it.
就跟着他太太到教会了。
And he followed his wife to church.
后来，他的丈夫在圣灵的光照下、感动下，也相信了耶稣。
And later, in the light of the Holy Spirit, the husband also became a Christian.
所以他们的生命得到改变了。
Their lives have been changed.
回归到那位赐福给家庭的神面前。
Returning to the God who grants families all the blessings.
耶稣是他们的家庭之主。
Jesus Christ is the head of their family.
所以现在丈夫就彼此可以彼此顺服了。
So the couple would now mutually submit to each other.
虽然还不是百分百。
Not 100%.
但那个丈夫呢，他就说呢，他说他太太，不是说他自己的，他说他太太呢，大部分都改得七七八八，只是有时候呢，还会偶尔发一下脾气而已。
The husband says, well, the wife has changed not 100%, but at least 70-80%. Maybe occasionally, she would still have an outburst of bad temper.
所以他太太他还承认，他说他要求圣灵继续更新他，变化他。
So the wife also prays that the Holy Spirit would continue to change her.
让他们夫妇更加彼此相爱。
So that the couple would actually have more mutual affection.
我们诚心地祝福那个家庭。
We pray that the Lord would continue to bless this couple.
相信神会恩待。
We believe God would actually show mercy.
当他们让耶稣做他们家庭的主的时候。
When Jesus becomes the head of that family,
一个本来吵吵闹闹的家庭，就能够改变成一个完满幸福的家庭。
This family used to filled up with disputes can become a happy family.
在罗马书五章五节跟以弗所书五章十八节里边
，In Romans chapter 5 verse 5 and Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18,
我们可以得知幸福家庭的第二个要素。
We can learn about the second ingredient of a happy family.
是从圣灵中领受爱的能力。
Is to receive the ability to love from the Holy Spirit.
大家都知道，有爱的家庭才有温暖。
You know that unless we have love in a family, we won't have warmth.
一个幸福的家庭必定是充满了爱跟体谅。
A happy family must be one that is filled with love and understanding.
家人之间的互相支持跟关怀源源的不断。
There is a constant stream of support and understanding amongst the family members.
夫妇彼此相爱。
There is mutual love between the couple.
兄弟姐妹彼此相爱。
Between the siblings.
父母跟儿女彼此相爱。
Between parent and children.
在爱中。
And in love.
在那永不止息的爱中，
in this unfailing love,
就可以充满了从主而来的平安跟喜乐。
The family would then be filled with peace and joy from God.
以致家庭中的每位成员都深深感受到家是一个爱之屋。
So that every member of the family would feel that the family is a den of love.
在家庭中有温暖，有安全感。
There is warmth as well as a sense of safety in the family.
大家都知道爱的重要。
Everybody understands the importance of love.
但爱从哪里来啊？
But where does love come from?
罗马书五章五节很清楚地指出。
It is very clearly said in verse 5, chapter 5, Romans.
圣灵要将神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit will pour God's love onto us.
既然圣灵要将神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
If the Holy Spirit is going to pour love onto us,
那么只要我们活在圣灵中。
Once we live within the Holy Spirit,
我们就可以从圣灵中领受到从神而来的爱。
We will then be able to get the love from the Holy Spirit.
怪不得使徒保罗在以弗所书五章十八节里面。
That is why the Apostle Paul said in chapter 5, verse 18 of Ephesians,
会提醒我们
to remind us.
要把圣灵充满了
to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们去看原文
if we look at the original,
那你实在是还要一直把圣灵充满
that is, we should be filled by the Holy Spirit all the time.
把圣灵充满就是把圣灵掌管
to be filled by the Holy Spirit is to be ruled by the Holy Spirit.
这个很重要
this is very important.
当我们愿意把圣灵掌管的时候
if we are ruled by the Holy Spirit,
就是活在圣灵中
Then we are living within the Holy Spirit.
活在圣灵中，圣灵就要将神的爱浇灌在我们身上。
If we live within the Holy Spirit, it would pour the love of God onto us.
那我们有了从神而来的爱。
We've received the God from love, love from God.
我们有爱的能力。
We have the ability to love.
我们可以在家庭里面彼此相爱。
Then we have the ability to love each other in a family.
如果没有爱的能力。
If we do not have the ability to love,
平时不要紧，平时对你好，我好，大家好。
Under normal circumstances, that's all right. You'll be fine. I'll be fine.
但当有冲突的时候
，But when disputes arise,
或者一些看法不一致的时候
，When opinions differ,
大家呢就庐山真面目就暴露出来。
The real face of everyone would then appear.
大家那个丑恶的一面呢？就暴露出来了。
Our ugly face would be exposed.
好像台湾一个作家写一本叫做《丑陋的中国人》呢，我们那个面目呢，就原形毕露了。
Just like a famous Chinese writer has written a book called The Ugly Chinese, all our ugly sides would actually appear.
但当我们有从神而来的爱
，But if we are filled with the love of God.
我们呢，遇到冲突、遇到困难的时候
，When we face difference in opinions, disputes,
我们就会彼此包容
，We'll actually tolerate each other,
彼此认罪
，We'll actually
彼此赦免
admit our mistakes to each other,
我们都不完全
，and to forgive each other because we are all imperfect,
我们都是蒙恩典的罪人
，We are all sinners who have received the grace of God,
好像呢，我们教会也是一样。
Just like our church.
教会是一个属灵的大家庭。
Our church is a big spiritual family.
但我们都不完全。
But we are all imperfect people.
有时候都会彼此伤害。
Sometimes we harm each other.
在有意无意中。
Either intentionally or unintentionally.
我们知道教会要发展。
We know that the church would develop.
发展是一个大道理。
To develop is a big, big principle.
但每一个人都有感受。
Everyone feels differently.
我们要发展的时候呢
？When we want to develop,
如果忽略了人的感受
，if we forget about other people's feelings,
就会伤害了人的心
，we might hurt them.
所以我们要求神赦免我们。
So we pray that God would forgive us.
我们要这种的看见。
We would need to see this.
每一个人的感受都很重要。
Everybody's feeling is important.
我们都要关顾到。
We have to take care of them.
但我们都不完全，怎么办呢？
But what should we do if we are all imperfect beings?
我们需要神的爱充满我们。
We need to be filled by God's love.
那我们能够彼此包容。
So that we can tolerate each other.
彼此赦免。
We forgive each other's mistakes.
我来到澳洲学到一个最大的功课。
One of the biggest lessons that I've learned coming to Australia.
就是懂得向儿女讲道歉。
Is to actually apologize to my children.
对儿女说我错了，请你原谅。
To say to my children that I'm wrong, please forgive me.
就学到我不单是儿女的爸爸。
So that I'm not only my children's father, I'm also their friend.
知道儿女不是我的,
my children are not mine.
儿女是神的,
children, my children are actually God's children. I'm only a custodian of my children. I teach them according to the principles of God's words. God's word would actually help us this way. A sister has once described her experience living in a Christian family. And she described her experience growing up in this loving Christian family like this. Family life has given me different types of peace.
孩童时的平安,
peace as a child.
我需要的一切,
my parents have provided everything that I needed.
少年时的平安,
peace as an adolescent.
无论我的表现怎样,
no matter how my performance actually is,
其他人怎样看我, 评估我,
no matter how other people look at me and assess me,
但回到家里,
when I return home,
父母都会接纳我,
my parents will always accept me,
对于我的努力跟思想来看我,
and would only see me in terms of my effort and my intentions.
青年时的平安,
peace as a youth.
当我们开始成长了,
when we are starting to grow up,
你说成长应该越来越有信心才对, 对不对?
Well, one should actually have more and more confidence when you grow up.
但当你由少人进入到青年的时候,
but a lot of young people, when they grow to become an adult,
因为看到这个世界挑战太大,
they see a lot of challenges in the world.
人际之间的关系太复杂了,
human relationships are too complicated.
结果反而会缺乏安全感,
and they actually become lack of sense of security.
因着缺乏安全感会产生自我的怀疑,
and out of this lack of sense of security arose this confusion and unspoken pain, and creating a lot of emotional disturbance to them. As parents, we know that being a young person is not very easy. When they actually go through this stage in the life, which is very stormy,
爸爸妈妈很头痛,
parents often are intrigued what to do.
实际上这是成长的一个过程,
as a matter of fact, this is only part of the journey.
是很正常的,
it's a very normal part of a journey of growth.
所以我们做家长呢, 就要让他们感受到父母亲支持他们,
as parents, we should show our children that we support them,
理解他们,
understand them.
不要再落井头时,
don't actually make situations worse.
就是要个宽大的心, 接纳他们,
and be tolerant to them with a
包容他们,
big heart and forgive them.
鼓励支持他们,
support and encourage them.
让他们建立起自信心,
so that they build their own self-confidence.
那段时期是最需要父母支持的,
that stage of life is most in need of parental support.
如果那段时间父母不支持他们, 他们的自信心就会破产,
if the parents do not support them at this time, then they might actually bankrupt in their self-confidence,
结果整个成长都会受到影响,
and affecting their future growth and development.
感谢主那位姐妹说她在她的家庭里面得到她爸爸妈妈的鼓励跟支持,
thanks to the Lord, because this sister describes a very good experience of her growing up, receiving ample support and encouragement from her parents.
只有讲到她自由成长的平安,
finally, she also talks about the peace of freedom to grow.
儿女长大了,
the children are growing.
翅膀硬了,
oh, they've grown their wings.
要远走高飞,
they're going to fly high.
过独立的生活,
and lead an independent life.
他说那时候他们爸爸妈妈呢, 这是家庭给他恒常跟热心的支持。
And she said, my family then provided constant and warm support in every way.
形式包括每天的代祷
including things like daily prayers,
电话的往来
telephone calls,
或是适当时候的忠告
timely warnings,
以及必要时的沉默
and sometimes the silence that is necessary and mandatory.
直到那位姐妹说，直到我需要帮助。
That is silent until I needed help.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
当爱充满我们的时候
When we are filled with love,
我们就会处处为我们的下一代着想
For the sake of our next generation,
他们长大了
They are growing up.
我们要放手
We have to let go.
让他们建立一个独立自主的家庭
So that they can build their own independent family.
不要等到我们的儿女他们已经做爸爸妈妈的时候我们还要再操控他们
Do not let go or even still trying to control when your children already have their own families and children
放手让他们成长
Let go and let them develop
因为他们是属于神的
Because they belong to God
求神帮助我们
We pray that the Lord would help us
爱的力量太大
The power of God is immense
当我们从圣灵中领受了爱的能力的时候
When we have received the ability to love from the Holy Spirit,
我们的家庭沉浸在爱的海洋里面
we'll be, our family would be sailing in the ocean of love.
我们的家庭必定是满满幸福的
Our family would certainly be happy.
在以弗所书六章一节到四节里面
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4,
我们可以看到幸福家庭的第三个要素
we can see the third ingredient of a happy family.
就是在爱中尽上家人当尽的责任
is to fulfill the duties that we should fulfill in this family.
在整卷圣经里面
in the whole of the scriptures,
我们都可以看到神有恩典，人有责任最重要的真理
We can see one very important principle, that is God's grace and man's responsibility.
今天神奇妙的恩典已经临到我们身上
Today, the wonderful grace of God has reached us.
但我们有没有尽上我们的责任呢
？But have we delivered our responsibilities?
今天我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Today we have actually been saved.
我们的家庭是属于主的。
Our family belongs to Lord.
但是为什么我们的家庭还有危机呢？我们的家庭还会出现危机呢
？Why are our families still in crisis?
问题不是出在神身上。
The question.The problem doesn't arise from God.
神满了恩典。
God is full of grace.
那问题出在哪里啊？
Then where does the problem come from?
出在我们人身上。
It comes from us.
我们没有尽人的本分。
We have not done our responsibilities.
我们忽略了人的责任。
We have ignored our responsibilities.
你说人的责任是什么？
What is our responsibility?
以弗所书六章一节到三节提醒我们做儿女的责任。
In verse 1 to 3, chapter 6 of Ephesians, Paul reminds us, those who are children of parents, our responsibility.
家中应尽的责任是要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
The responsibilities of children in the family are to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，再次常说。
Honor your father and mother.This is the first commandment with the promise so that you can enjoy long life on earth.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
This is the first commandment with the promise.
请我们做儿女的，在我们家里有没有尽这样的责任呢？
So those of you who are children in the family, have you done this?
请我们不是单单告诉儿女应该尽责任。
This passage doesn't only remind children to deliver their responsibilities.
也讲到我们做父母的也要尽责任。
It also tells those who are parents what their responsibilities are.
所以以弗所书六章四节就提醒我们做父母的在家中应尽的责任。
So in verse 4, it tells of the responsibilities of those who are parents.
就是不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
当我们做爸爸妈妈的跟做儿女的在家里面都尽我们的责任的时候
When those who are children and those who are parents actually deliver their responsibilities in the family
这个家庭一定是幸福的
This must be a happy family
在刚刚过去不久的圣诞节期间
Just not too long ago, around the Christmas period
讲完这件事啊，就结束今天的信息。
I'll tell this story and then we'll finish with this sermon today.
刚过去不久的圣诞节期间，一位师母从加拿大打电话给我们。
We got a phone call from the wife of a pastor from Canada.
这位师母她有七位儿女。
This wife of a pastor has seven children.
很多时候我们说哇，你要让你的儿女成为一个篮球队啊。
We often ask her.Well, it's your intention to actually bring up a team of a basketball team in a family.
那个师母她说，加拿大很多的基督徒呢，他们开始有个心愿，就是呢多生儿女啊，能够老转整个加拿大。
Well, one apparently one of the thinkings in amongst many Christians in Canada is that to bring up a large family so that they can change the whole and Canadian society.
因为他们多生儿女，就培养一般敬虔的人到处投票嘛，所以有影响力。
So that through a lot more people voting in the right way, they can actually change the Canadian society.
我们在电话中交通了很久。
We spoke for a long time on the phone.
他这位师母呢，他除了在教会中协助牧师侍奉以外
，apart from assisting the pastor, in his ministries.
他的七位儿女全部在家中接受教育。
This wife of the pastor actually gives education to all the seven kids within the home.
那师母呢，亲手教那七位儿女各种的学科。
She herself teaches all subjects, home education in the family.
她跟儿女互动得很好。
She interacts extremely well with the family.
他们家庭的成员都照着以弗所书六章一节到四节的提醒。
The whole family obeys and listen to the teachings of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
各自在爱中尽上自己的责任，所以他们的家庭很幸福。
They fulfill the duties and responsibilities through love in the family.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
荣耀归主。
Glory to God.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers
and sisters, 满满幸福的家庭有三个要素。
A happy family has three essential ingredients.
第一个要素是什么？
What is the first one?
回归到什么？对，回归到那位祝福给家庭的神面前。
Return to the God who blesses the family.
第二个要素，从什么中领受爱的能力啊？
A second essential ingredient. Where do we receive the ability to love?
从圣灵中领受爱的能力。
Receive this ability to love from the Holy Spirit.
第三个要素在爱中做什么？
The third essential ingredient.
尽上什么？人的什么？
What should we do?
人的责任啊。
To fulfill our responsibilities.
请问你愿意吗？
Do you want to do this?
你愿意转向神，让主耶稣在你的心中做那奇妙的工吗？
Are you willing to return to God so that?Jesus Christ can actually change your life.
你愿意把你的家庭交在主的手中？
Are you willing to hand over your family to the
hands of God? 让主耶稣成为你的一家之主吗？
So that Jesus becomes the head of your family.
让我们站起来一起祷告。
Let us all rise and pray.
我们请李弟兄做个祷告。
We'll pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for this.Message we've received from you this morning that the happy family is centered around you because you want to bless every family. You give us the strength to love, and you've told us what to do in order to fulfill our responsibilities at home. We pray that we don't just listen, we also remember your teachings and bring it to practice.Especially the young people amongst us today. We pray that they'll learn from this sermon how to be good children, not only in the eyes of their parents, but also in your eyes. We pray that the older generation today will also learn from this sermon so that we can be better parents. Again, not only in the eyes of our children, but also in your own eyes. We thank you for the time. We pray that you give us the strength to love, to cherish, and to value our family. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐，我们唱《生命圣诗》507首。我们请大家打开《生命圣诗》507首。
我们，
那我们请诗四的可以准备《生命圣诗》507首。我们请诗，请帮我们几个调。
我哋请大家打开《生命圣诗》七首，请司琴为我们起个调。
Sing, 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 sing